Chapter 6. In John Thornton's camp, Buck got to rest. He found he was a little stronger each day. John Thornton had two other dogs, Skeet and Nig. Skeet was an Irish setter. She took care of Buck when he first came to the camp. Every day, Skeet licked Buck's wounds until they healed and she became his friend. Nig was friendly too. He was a big, black, half-bloodhound, half-deerhound. In John Thornton's camp, Buck found something new. Love. He hadn't known love in the judge's house or as a sled dog. But with John, Nig and Skeet, it was different. They played games and lay in the sun as they waited for the raft to come down the river. This man had saved his life, and he was the ideal master. John looked after his dogs as if they were his own children. For a long time after his rescue, Buck wanted to be with John all the time. He was afraid that John would disappear out of his life. Skeet and Nig weren't afraid of Buck. They were John Thornton's dogs, and Buck didn't harm them because he loved John. The other dogs in the camp knew Buck as their master. One day, after the raft had arrived, they were sitting by a cliff. John's friends, Hans and Pete, were with them. John pointed over the edge of the cliff and shouted, "Jump, Buck!" Buck jumped, and John caught him. Hans and Pete dragged them back from the edge. Buck always protected John from harm. When they reached Circle, a city in Alaska, they wanted to have some rest. Black Burton, who was a nasty man, was trying to start a fight. John stopped him. Buck was lying in a corner watching his master. Burton hit John and knocked him down. Buck roared and flew across the room. His teeth were ready to sink into Burton's throat, but Burton managed to protect himself with his arm. Buck didn't stop. Burton was on the floor as Buck attacked him and bit him in the neck. The other men pulled Buck back so that the doctor could look at Burton. Buck was in trouble. The men called a meeting to decide if they should punish Buck or not. They agreed that he was just protecting his master. One day, John was in a small boat on the river. The boat overturned, and John fell into the fast-flowing water. Buck dived into the water to rescue him. The water was too strong for Buck, but he got John to a rock. Then Buck returned to the bank of the river. When he got there, Pete and Hans tied a rope to Buck so he could go back and save John. Buck did more than save John's life. One night in a bar, John, Hans, and Pete were drinking with men and boasting about their dogs. One said his dog could start a sled of 500 pounds and walk it off. Another said he could do 600 pounds. John Thornton shouted that Buck could do 1,000 pounds. One man, called Matthewson, said to John, "Shall we start taking bets?" John said yes. They put a bet of $1,000 that Buck could not pull 1,000 pounds. John paused when they made the bet and said, "I've got a sled outside now. It has 20 50-pound sacks of flour on it." Several hundred men lined the street. The sled was in the middle of the street. They put Buck into the sled with his own harness. The other 10 dogs were unhitched. Buck knew that something exciting was happening. "You must stand away from him," Matthewson said. The crowd fell silent. John stepped well back. "Now, Buck," he said. Buck knew what to do. He was a sled dog. Gee! The ice on the runners cracked. Haw! The crackling turned into a snapping. The sled was broken out. "Now mush!" Buck pulled hard. The sled didn't move. and then it shook, once, then twice. It moved, half an inch, then an inch, then it was moving. John was running behind. As Buck reached the 100 yards mark, the men were cheering and celebrating. John was very happy because he won the bet. He fell on his knees and Buck ran towards him. John hugged Buck.